by Riverside.
All right. I love that intro. I hope you do as well. I am fired up, ready to talk a little bit about health, fitness, staying in shape. So there are two supplements, protein shake supplements that I turn to. One, J-Rob protein. I've been using J-Rob protein for a really long time. I recently had the CEO, creator of J-Rob protein, J-Rob himself, on the I Can Do podcast. Go back and take a listen to that episode. Second, a supplement or shake that I like to use is called Huel, H-U-E-L. One of my preacher friends told me about Huel. I think it was during 2020, during the pandemic. And so I started using that. My family's been using that as well. I get some of their newsletters, which are very encouraging too. So there's one newsletter that I recently read that I want to share with you because it really, I think, is something simple and yet effective when it comes to really maintaining our health. And so I want to give full credit where credit is due. This is one of their newsletters. And David Weiner, if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, wrote this. And so I guess they got this from him as well. But it's called The 7 Habits or 7 Daily Habits of the Super Fit. The 7 Daily Habits of the Super Fit. And so what might these habits be? Habits are really going to be everything when it comes to our health. Habits, consistency, they are absolutely key when it comes to fitness. So maintaining exercise routines, nutrition routines, all these things are going to boil down to habits. John Maxwell has a book, The 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth, if I'm remembering the title correctly. One of the things that he talks about in that book is systems. So sometimes our habits are not always what they need to be because it may be because of our systems. And so creating the proper habits with the proper systems, we're going to be able to accomplish a lot and also stay on track. So let's talk about what are the 7 daily habits of the super fit, according to this article. One of the things that stood out to me is that when it comes to healthy habits, the British Journal of General Practice advocates for, quote, simple and sustainable behavior change advice. So things need to be simple, realistic, easy to implement, and also to continue. So here's number one. Start the day right. Start the day right. That's one of the 7 daily habits of the super fit. So how we start our days is going to be really important. So, you know, if it's an exercise routine, a stretching routine, so one of the things my wife is doing now, first thing in the morning, she is doing a Peloton workout where she is stretching. One of the things that I do, I like to get my workouts in the morning as well. And so that really sets the tone for the rest of the day. So start the day right. Now, I do want to add something here because I do talk a lot about faith as well. I think there's another component for us when it comes to our faith. Start the day right in that way as well, with prayer, with meditation, with reading the Word of God. But when it comes to our fitness, start the day right. Find what's going to work well for you, where you can focus on your health first thing in the morning. Number two, eat breakfast. There's a lot of debate about this. Should I fast in the morning time? And what about intermittent fasting, whatever the case may be? But you have to figure out what's going to work best for you. One of the things that I've been doing for a long time now came from Bill Phillips. And it's almost just kind of natural. His book, Body for Life, that he wrote, I think, in the late 90s, is such a great book to have. Body for Life, simple and effective. And one of the things I like to do is, you know, cut my meals off at a certain time in the evening. And then when I wake up, there's about a 10 to 12 hour fast that's naturally taking place in the evening time. And then also overnight while I'm sleeping. And then when I wake up. And so then I will like to eat, then I will have some kind of breakfast. So the article goes on to say, breakfast is crucial and it sets me up for the day, ensuring I have the proper fuel to smash through a workout. This is someone who is being quoted, I believe, here. And so, yeah, start your day off with some kind of breakfast, something with protein and carbs and fat. And, you know, some people are doing different kinds of diets. I'm not doing any kind of particular diet. I just want nutritional foods that are going to be really dense in nutrition that are going to help me to stay full. So 7 habits. Number 1, start the day right. Number 2, eat breakfast. Number 3, switch into gym mode. The article says, this may seem a little crazy, like a crazy habit, but before I train, I'll go sit in the toilet or on the toilet for 5 minutes, not go to the toilet, but use that time to switch off from everything and to flip a mental switch into gym mode. I like that. Someone else said this, I sit and methodically unpack my bag, slowly put my earphones in and select a track to compose me. Everything in those 5 minutes is done calmly and methodically, removing all the stress that came before and clearing my mind for what's to come. That's Robert Utley, founder of Real Body Performance. I like that. Switch into gym mode. Get up, get some breakfast. I actually like to eat after I work out, but get some breakfast. Switch into gym mode. And maybe that's putting in your earbuds, putting on your workout clothes, lacing up your shoes, getting something where you're telling yourself it's time to take action. One of the things that, and I wrote a blog about this, that I always liked about Michael Phelps, who I believe has won more Olympic gold medals than anyone else, is what his coach would tell him to do. His coach would tell him to put in the game film or put in the tape. So he would put in the tape when it was time to race. And he knew exactly what that meant, the mode, the mindset to have. He was very meticulous with how he set up for each race, where he would put his clothes, the music that he would listen to, when he would start stretching and all these things. He switched into that next gear. That's something for you to do as well. That's a habit to develop. Switch into gym mode, all right? Number 4, be your own role model. So again, we're talking about 7 habits of the super fit. Be your own role model. One person has said this, Farron Morgan, head coach of founder of Tactical Athlete. The most significant habit I have adopted has been visualizing my future by writing down my goals and aligning my actions to help myself achieve them. When you do this, you immediately notice habits that should be scaled back or removed entirely. I love that. Another quote says this, through visualization and implementation, I transformed my lifestyle by becoming a tactical athlete serving in the British military, launching my own business, and starting a family. Be your own role model. Focus on the things that you can do. Visualize your future and where you want to go. So, 7 habits of the super fit, daily habits. Number 1, start the day right. Number 2, eat breakfast. Number 3, switch into gym mode. Number 4, be your own role model. Number 5, recognize your body is a gift. Chelsea Labadini, founder of Chelsea Labadini's online coaching. This is what she says. Everyone has days where they don't want to train. But if there's one thing that makes me move when I don't want to, it's saying this to myself. I'm so lucky to have the choice to exercise. So many people don't have that choice. I'm fit and capable, so I need to give my body the respect it deserves and keep it moving. I love that. Understand it's a blessing and a gift to have your health, to have your body, to be able to work out. A lot of people would love to sweat. A lot of people would love to feel tired. A lot of people would love to feel the burn in those quads, triceps, and biceps. Every day really is a gift. Tomorrow's not promised, and life is short. And yes, we don't focus solely on this flesh and blood, because it's going to go back to the dust of the ground. And yet, we need to be a good steward of our bodies and what God has given us. So start the day right, number one. Eat breakfast, number two. Switch into gym mode, number three. Be your own role model, number four. Recognize your body as a gift, number five. Number six, stick to a mantra. Chris Attoni, founder of TaylorMade Fitness, says this: "One thing that has helped me sustain a fitness regimen for a long duration is a three-word mantra: consistency, commitment, and accountability. Consistency, commitment, and accountability. If you are consistent with your training and nutrition, you will see results. Being committed is staying true to what I said I would do long after the mood I said it has left. We all get excited when starting a new fitness regimen, but you have to stick with it when the excitement dies down. By making yourself accountable for your actions and not dwelling on any small slip-ups, you'll give yourself the best chance of success." I like that. Stick to a mantra: consistency, commitment, and accountability. And finally, the last daily habit, the super fit: take it easy. David Weiner. I think I may have been incorrect about this. I think this is just a collection of quotes and thoughts from people. I think David Weiner wrote this part here: take it easy. He says, "I'm a big fan of the Sunday reset, essentially using my Sunday for self-care, to properly prepare for the week ahead, setting goals and planning my workouts so that I'm motivated and always progressing. For me, the goal of a Sunday reset is to start the week well-rested and as clear-headed as possible, and I find this greatly helps my mindset and has aided my physical health and fitness." That is really good. Number one, start the day right. Number two, eat breakfast. Number three, switch into gym mode. Number four, be your own role model. Number five, recognize your body as a gift. Number six, stick to a mantra. Number seven, take it easy. I hope this helps. Do you find any of these habits that maybe you're struggling with? What could you implement today in your workout program? What could you implement today in your nutrition program? What mindset needs to be adjusted so that you will be consistent and accountable to yourself and to others if you need that as well? Seven daily habits of the super fit. Maybe you have some habits that I didn't mention that have really been beneficial for you. I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email. icandocoaching@pm.me. You can find me on social media, and I'd love to hear from you as well. Be sure to leave me a rating and a review. And remember, I can do, so can you. Get after it, work hard, and enjoy. Take care, and God bless.